Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It's prayer time. Thank you, Father. It's prayer time. Thank you, God. It's prayer time. Thank you, Lord. It's time that we can come before you as your people, oh God, as those who you care for. We can come before you with humbled hearts, God, made up minds, Lord. We can come before you to express the very things that we have need of. It's prayer time, God. We can come before you to allow you, oh God, to minister even to our very spirits right now. We can come before you, God, to ask you, Father, for those very things which we know we have need of. And though you already know our needs, God, you said to let our requests be made known unto you. We thank you, Lord. We can come before you, believing you, and believing and knowing that everything we bring to the altar, oh God, you are already listening. You are already dispatching angels, oh God, to complete, oh God, to complete, oh God, the very desires of our hearts. You are already dispatching angels of healing. Angels, oh God, who will lay trouble flat on his back. You, God, are God and God all by yourself. Father, we bless you this morning. We love you this morning. We need you this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt. We give you glory now. We give you honor, God, and we give you praise. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're so glad this morning, God, that trouble doesn't last always. And oh God, we are so glad, God, that we can hold on to your unchanging hand. And even when trouble comes, when things are awry, we can hold on, God, and not let go. We say good morning to you, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody type in an amen with me. Let me know you're here. Amen. Come on, give God some glory this morning. Give him some praise. Seal the deal with me. Amen seals the deal. Amen makes it concrete for us. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, people of God. God bless you. We bless the Lord, oh, our souls and all that is within us. Yes, Lord, we bless his holy name this morning. For he has done great things. He has done mighty things. God has done wonderful things. And we say good morning to you. We just love the Lord this morning. He heard our cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. Won't you hasten with me this morning? Won't you lift your hands wherever you are right now? Just begin to give God some glory. Give God some honor. Give God some praise. He's worthy this morning. We know we're not amongst the saints in the building this morning, but we are among the saints in the spirit this morning. Wherever we are right now, God is. Wherever God is right now, we are right there. Amen. Oh, rejoice with me in the Lord, I say. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. This morning, when I rose, I didn't have any doubt that the Lord was going to bring me out. I'm just giving you some of those old songs this morning that bless my soul, bless my heart, bless my spirit, oh God. And we are praying this morning for total healing, not just of our physical man, of our physical man, total healing of our mental state, total healing of our spiritual man, total healing of our emotional person. There are so many pieces to us that need to be healed. But oh, when the spiritual man is right, he's able to conquer and to cover all of those other things. So we're going to feed our spirit this morning on the word of God. And we want to walk in the beauty of holiness. Let me just tell you something about holiness right now. When you're walking in holiness, you're walking as God expects you, as God desires you to. You're walking as God himself. When you walk in holiness, you're exemplifying
what God expects from us, that kingdom living, that kingdom life, that kingdom kind of talk, that kingdom kind of walk. And you know, sometimes we've got to punch. I used to fuss at Jolene for saying that she's going to punch somebody in the face. Sometimes we got to punch the enemy in the face in the spirit. Amen. We've got to stand boldly and tell the devil, listen, you're not playing with any people that's crazy now. You're not playing with anybody that's foolish. You trying God's people, and we need you to sit down, back it up, and just keep still. Because while you're jumping around, acting a fool, acting a donkey, as they say, as you're doing this thing, going to and fro, seeking whom you can devour, guess what? We're going to be still. And we know he is God because he reminds us, be still and know I am God. I will be exalted, oh God. I will be exalted in the earth. Oh God, it's me, God, who will be exalted. Amen. This morning, God, thank you, Lord. We just want to remind the saints this morning, hold on. Don't let go. We want to remind you this morning, hold on. Don't let go. Don't you let go. Hold on. Don't let go. You know, troubles come and troubles go. But I remember this song right here. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and he's my salvation. The Lord is my light and he's my salvation. Whom shall I fear in the time of troubles? He shall hide me in the time of trouble. He shall hide me. Sing it with me. In the time of troubles, he shall hide me. Whom shall I fear? Oh, y'all know the choir went on to say it. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Why? What? The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Oh, come on, give him a praise with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hold on this morning, people. Don't let go. Psalms 34. Let me give you Psalms 27 and 1 first. We just sang that thing. Psalms 27 and 1 says this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, come on. Y'all know that one. The Lord is my light. Come on, somebody. And what? My salvation. Take it personal. The Lord is the strength of my life. Speak that thing over yourself and over your household. Of whom shall I be afraid? And y'all know Pastor Carzadine's response is this. Of no one and no thing. We shall not be afraid. We shall not. Even though we might walk in the shadows of darkness, we are not afraid because the Lord is our light. His rod and his staff are with us. God has us covered. We're good. Don't you let go. Hold on. Don't let go. Let me give you Psalms 34, 17 and 18. And we're going to get into this word and get out of it. So you better hang on, hold on, and take everything you can. Psalms 34, 17 through 18 says this. When the righteous cry for help, when the righteous, I want y'all to get that. I should have bold printed and underlined righteous. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Wow. Hold on. Don't let go. The Lord our God hears and delivers us, the righteous, out of what? Troubles. The Lord is near to us whose hearts have been broken, and he saves our crushed spirit. So the enemy can't take our spirit out. You see, God saves the spirit. So when troubles come, know that the same trouble that has come, that same trouble has to go. Hold on, I'm telling you, don't let go. That same trouble, oh my God, that you're in, God is going to what? Deliver you out of. That same trouble that you may have gotten yourself into or allow someone else to pull you into, draw you into, entice you into, God hears your cry, righteous people. He hears your cry. And the Lord our God says, you coming out. You got to cry out to the Lord, Lord, I'm ready to come out of this. Says he hears your cry and he delivers you out. Righteous person, cry for help. The Lord is listening. He's waiting on you to cry out unto the Lord, to cry out to him. He said, let your request be made known unto me. Don't you give up. You hold on. Don't you let go, because trouble comes and trouble goes. Don't you die in the midst of your troubles. You hold on. Don't let go. Because if you cry in the midst of your troubles and not die in the midst of your troubles, the word of God said that he will deliver you out of your troubles, whatever your troubles may be. Your troubles may be mental anxiety. Your troubles may be emotional damage. You're grieving. You're going through the loss of a loved one. You've lost your job. You're dealing with the things of this earth. But God says that when you cry in the midst of your troubles, you may be incarcerated right now because of something you did. You may be incarcerated right now because of something someone else did, and maybe you caught the blame for it. But even if you are the blame, if you are the reason, God says, righteous man, that means you have to convert to him. Come on, somebody. Let's bring this word real. You know, the word of God is for the people of God. So what you saying, Pastor, is not, yes, it's for the sinner man, because Christ came to save the what? The sinner. But the word of God is for the people of God. Those who have called on him, those who have committed to him, those who are living in him, but also, guess what? Those who are going to come to him, those who are going to give in to him, those who are going to follow him. Remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Hold on. Don't let go. If you haven't yet committed, you need to go ahead and commit. You know, you need to go ahead and lift your hands before the Lord. Give your heart and life to Christ. Hold on. Don't you let go. Don't you feel like, because I've been sitting so long, I've been in the midst of my mess, I've been in this trouble so long. Guess what? I'm here to tell you that trouble don't last always. Trouble comes and trouble goes. But you know what does last always? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is eternity to eternity. You know, we're not just living to eternity. We've come from eternity. Come on, God. Eternity began before we got here. Eternity to eternity, that means forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hold on. Don't you let go. This word is for those of us who call on God, who are righteously living. This word of God is to encourage you this morning that when it seems like all else has failed, we want you to hold on. Don't let go. Wow. Righteous people, God is listening for you to cry out. Those who are not righteous, God is listening for you to cry out. How do you think we became the righteous? We had to yield to God. We had to cry out to God. We had to believe God for ourselves. Mother could talk to us about it. Father could talk to us about it. Preachers could preach to us about it. But we had to come to a place where we believe God for ourselves. Our children, we may be preaching it to them. Our children, we may be teaching it to them, but they've got to come to a place of trusting God for themselves. Our husbands may preach it. Our wives may encourage it, but we've got to come to a place of God for ourselves. Hold on. Don't you let go. The enemy desires you to let go. He desires you to give up. He desires you to denounce God. He desires you to question, is this God real? You can question, but you better try to trump that with this. Oh, God is real. I can feel it. Oh, my God. Down in my soul. Oh, my God. If you can't feel him down in your soul, I have to tell you, God doesn't live in unclean places. Oh. If you got a whole bunch of mess going on the inside of you, God can't reach you. But don't you let go. Hold on. You pray a little more. You pray a little longer. You call on him a little more. You call on him a little longer. But when you call it on him, you got to be yielding. You got to be denouncing yourself. You got to be saying, I don't want to do this anymore, God. I don't want to go through this anymore, God. I don't want to be this mean, nasty, lying, skeeving, conniving person anymore, God. I don't want to go and steal out of people's stores anymore, God. I don't want to rob banks anymore, God. You see, every person we meet, people, as a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. I don't want to deal the drugs anymore, God. I don't want to snort the cocaine anymore, God. I don't want to sell my body anymore, God. Don't you let go. Hold on. But you got to begin with repentance. With repentance comes redemption. With redemption comes restoration. With restoration, oh, our God gives us salvation. Don't you let go. You hold on. Oh, my God. Psalms 27:1, we already told you, says this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Y'all know I get a little me in me when I get there. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You see how humble that can be? And then when you get to the spot right here, whom shall I fear? Give it some attitude. The Lord is, then you give it some unction, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of no one or no thing. I'm not afraid of you, devil. Sometimes I might choose not to deal with you. Sometimes I might choose to be still and know he's God. But don't you take my humbleness. Don't you take my quietness. Don't you take me allowing God to lead the way. Because he says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I don't have to fight my own battles. I can give my battle cry in the moment of silence. And God will hear and deliver me out of my troubles. Of whom? No one. Of what? No thing. Shall I be afraid? That includes trouble. Let's look at trouble for a minute, because somebody don't understand trouble. Somebody don't know what trouble means. Somebody's never had any troubles. Somebody out there has never experienced anything that's been troubling to them, or that they've caused trouble. They've been in trouble. Somebody out there somewhere got to be. Never had any trouble. Come on, Elder. Let's look at the word trouble. Trouble. Difficulty or problems. You see how trouble is sitting in the background on that screen? Because trouble will hide. But you know this is trouble when you having difficulty, when you having problems. When trouble will cause distress or anxiety to who or to what? To anyone or to what? Anything. Trouble. Stay away from trouble. Stay away from trouble. Thank you, Lord. Stay away from trouble. Stay away from trouble. Look at this right here. I want you to stay away from trouble. One can, because if you don't stay away from trouble, this is what can happen. One can. Who won? You. You can. I can. Husband can. Wife can. Mother can. Father can. Daughter can. Sister can. Brother can. Son can. Uncle can, aunt can. One can what? Ask for trouble. One can look for trouble. One can be trouble. One can be in trouble. One can know trouble. Or one can flee from trouble. One can disregard trouble. And guess what? This is what I'm going to choose to do. One can give no place to trouble. Oh, God, I thank you. Come on, y'all. Come on, I'll tell you those again. Don't ask for trouble. Sometimes we ask for trouble. You asking for trouble. You know, we would see people with certain people or in certain areas where we were growing up, or we would see, even in school, you hanging with this crowd or that crowd. We say, Lord, baby, you asking for trouble. Our teachers would say, you asking for trouble. Our leaders would say, you know you asking for trouble. Did we give ear? We didn't always listen. And so then we found ourselves what? In trouble. Dealing with trouble. Can't get out of trouble. Trouble keeps messing with you until it pins you down. You know, trouble causes problems. Trouble will leave you hanging. Trouble will mess you what? Right on up. Trouble will break relationships. Trouble will cause you to walk away from people that you declared and decreed you were going to be there for life. Trouble will cause you to have to leave people that you declared and decreed you were going to have to be there for life. Trouble breaks relationships. Trouble gets into homes and families. Trouble causes, oh God, misdirection, misgivings, trouble. Trouble, difficulty or problems, that's all trouble is. If you having some difficulties, some problems, you and the little boy in, on the Clorox commercial, and he's in the restroom and he says, Mom, we have a situation, or he has trouble. I don't know if y'all seen that commercial. That means he missed the party and Mom needs to come get it up off the floor. Trouble, that's difficulty, that's problems. Things happen. Sometimes trouble comes by chance. But sometimes we direct trouble directly to where we want it. Sometimes we get in the way of trouble. Sometimes, thank you, Lord, we are the trouble. But don't you let go. Hold on. Where does trouble come from? Where does trouble go? Where is trouble going to strike next? I want y'all to think of trouble as a person this morning. Trouble. Trouble coming. Trouble going. Trouble running to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. Who does that sound like to you? The devil. Running to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he can devour. Trouble gets on airplanes. Trouble takes down airplanes. Trouble rides the train. Trouble goes from county to county, city to city, state to state. Trouble is all over the world. Trouble is in your home. Trouble can try to be in my home. Trouble. Where is trouble right now? Y'all know my now. Where is trouble right now? At this very moment, this very hour, this very day. Can you pinpoint trouble? When you see trouble coming, you better stand on the word of God that says this right here. Psalms 34, 17, 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Not some. Give up that trouble to God. Some of us hold on to some of our troubles. God gets us out of that situation with that man going upside our head, when that woman sneaking around. God gets us out of that situation, and we don't want to let all of it go, you see. We want to keep hanging on. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Trouble will mess you up. Trouble will cause you to walk around with a heavy weight that you can't seem to get up off of you. Bishop Baker, my Bishop Robert Baker, said, you better, somebody better get up off of me. I hear you, Bishop, in the spirit. Somebody better get up off my family. Somebody better get up off my friends. Somebody better get up off my home. Get up off my children. Oh, that's somebody. Trouble. Trouble, you got to go. You either going to settle yourself and move out of here, or I'm going to have to shove you out, kick you out, push you out with the word of God. Oh, my goodness, the Lord is my light, my salvation. You better speak to trouble. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the what? Strength of my life. Oh, my God, of whom shall I be afraid? Answer that question. Whom shall I fear? No one. What shall I fear? No thing. Whom shall I be afraid? I'm not afraid of you, trouble. You got to go. Because you know what, trouble? You trying to mess with my peace right now. Trouble will mess with your peace. Y'all, are y'all out there with me this morning? Somebody let me know you're there this morning. Are you here? Do you hear what God is saying this morning? But while trouble don't last always, trouble will mess you up and cause you to have some anxiety and some feelings that you don't want to release. You don't want to let go of. See, that's the stuff you need to let go of. But you hold on to God's unchanging hand and don't let go. You hold on to the fact that you know he is your light. He is your salvation. You don't have to fear. Oh, my goodness. Where does trouble come from? Where does trouble go? Where is it going to strike next? Where is it right now? Trouble is always around us. It lurks in darkness. It hides from the light. Come on. Come on. Trouble is not my friend. My people know I'm good to say, you are not my friend. That's usually when I'm not having my way about something. But I want trouble to know this morning, you are not my friend. You may not live here. You are not welcome in. My door has no solicitation on it for trouble. No solicitation. Don't park your car in front of my house. Don't turn around in my driveway. Don't crack my windows. Trouble, you got to go. You got to stay. Get back to the pits of hell from whence you came. Trouble. I don't need no trouble. I don't want any trouble. Trouble can't come here. Trouble can't be in my life. Trouble, even the word itself sounds like what? Trouble. Listen at the word trouble. You ever heard anybody say the word trouble and can say it with some positive trouble? Trouble will take you out. Trouble in your physical man. You're not eating like you're supposed to. You know the doctor told you to stay away from this. Stay away from that. Then you're causing your body what? Trouble. You're not trying to exercise the right to exercise. You're not trying to do better, to be better. Trouble. You choosing to get on that phone with that gossiping spirit. Trouble. Come on, that thing all is, it's all over the place, y'all. I got to tell you. You choose to be a little snag, giving somebody the side eye, as they say. When you know they're telling you something for your good, trouble. You don't want an ear to hear, trouble. Out of your mouth, your heart is speaking, trouble. See, you got to recognize trouble where trouble is. And if you got stuff coming out of your mouth that you wouldn't say to God, don't say it to me, trouble. Don't you dare. Oh, God, that Jesus have mercy. That's straight from the Spirit. If you're not going to say it to God, don't you dare say it to me. Because I am a child of God. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. And I am showing dignity with it. Yes, I'm high and haughty with the Spirit of God. Listen, we high and haughty in the things of the earth. We want to push this in somebody's face, push that in somebody's face. And we stand back and hold back and watch the people demise and go through. And we watch the people going down and we won't stand for the word of God. Everybody got rights, gay rights, afflicted rights, those who have handicapped rights, not talking and speaking against them. But they have rights. These have rights. The children have rights. The parents have rights. And the rights not necessarily right. Because if it's anything against the will of God, it's not right. You want this and you want that. But when will the people of God exercise the right to exercise their rights? I choose to pray. Your children can go to school and pray. They may not have the schools lead them in prayer, but let me educate you right now. If your child wants to put their head and say a word of prayer before they begin their tests, before they begin their day, if they want to meet in the courtyard before school begins and say a prayer together, nobody can mess with that right. You see, we haven't educated enough to know what our rights are. You have a right to stop in the middle of your day, right where you are, and say a prayer. I'm not saying be flamboyant and praying, trying to pray the business down. You stop. Only God has to hear, and he will answer your prayer. That scripture already told you, in the midst of trouble, wherever trouble is, on your job, in your home, in your car, oh God, cry out. You see your car spinning, about to go off that bridge or hit that tree, you better cry out to the Lord. God, I'm in trouble. He says, I will hear your cry and I will deliver you from all your troubles. I've had two nieces in the past. Cars went up, looked like they were gone. Tore up and they got out of them. They stepped out and was still alive. In the midst of your trouble. I was on a plane years ago. And I'm telling you, that was more than turbulence. That thing took a dive. And I began to call a little shandalabosha. And the hallelujah. And when we came out of that thing, the man said, it's okay. I said, I know it's okay. Hallelujah. He didn't understand that language. He didn't understand that cry. But my spirit was saying, Lord, I'm in trouble. He heard me and delivered me out of my trouble. When my body has been racked with pain. And I'm crying out and I'm praying, Lord Jesus. Oh my God, he delivers me out of my trouble. But let me tell you, I can't cut God short. I can't play God. He sees the trouble before we get to the trouble or before the trouble even comes our way. But he says when we see the trouble, when we know we're in the trouble, God wants us to call on him. Not depend on the medication. Not depend on the doctors. Not depend on the road to ease up. Not depend on the trouble to back away. But he wants us to call on him sometimes. We have to be in trouble. Oh, God, to get out of trouble. We have to be in some trouble sometimes for God to get to us. I'm so sorry to tell you that sometimes the trouble comes to make us stronger. The trouble comes to cause us to call on the name of Jesus. The trouble may come to try to alert us. Come on. Sometimes we get something on the inside. That feeling, I say, my first man is my right man, is my God man. And when I don't follow it, I promise you, I end up with some trouble. My first man told me, don't you do that. Don't buy that. Don't get this. Don't get that. Don't go there. Don't go here. My first mind, my right mind. And then sometimes I choose to override that thing, you see. Then I'm looking like this. Lord, have mercy. I know I should have followed my first mind. But see, my first mind is my right mind, is my God mind. Y'all take that and live with that one. Your first mind is your right mind, is your God mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you, God. Hold on. Don't let go. I'm going to give you these last few scriptures. And I want to give you these scriptures that's going to soothe your spirit when old trouble comes around. Oh, come on, somebody. Look at 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 6th verses. And if you haven't followed us in our Bible study, Elder and I just taught 1 Peter. That whole book of 1 Peter that has 5 chapters. But in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 6, it says this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Trouble can't do nothing with our inheritance, y'all. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. You who through faith are shielded, you see, you're shielded from trouble by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, my God, in all this, when you get out of trouble, when you get out of trouble, in all this, you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of what? Of trials. Oh, my goodness, hold on. Don't you let go. Oh, God, Come on, y'all. It said in all this, in everything, in all of what? In praising God for his mercy. He's given us new birth. After trouble comes blessings. In the midst of trouble, he's still blessing. While trouble is trying to invade, God is invading. God is taking over. While trouble is on the loose, God is tying it up. He says, because in his great mercy, he gives us new birth. In trouble, we have a living hope through the resurrection of Christ. Christ was resurrected. So trouble, you couldn't even hold Christ down. Christ was in trouble. Christ dealt with trouble. Christ was put in the ground because of trouble. Oh my God, they put a stone in front of his grave. Oh my God. That stone was supposed to be trouble, because trouble will get in your way. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. Come on, y'all know that? But that's all right. Why? I know Jesus. I know Jesus. Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it after a while. So hold on. Don't you let go. Trouble wants you to let go. Trouble wants you to give up. Trouble wants you to feel like ain't no hope. I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't have enough resources. It's not going to happen. But let me tell you, hold on. Don't you let go, because trouble got to move. God already told us it's our inheritance, into an inheritance that can never perish. You see? What God has already set for us, it cannot perish. It will not spoil. It will not fade. Guess what? The earth and trouble can't touch our inheritance, because the inheritance is kept in heaven for us. It's kept in heaven for us. And those of us through faith, put that fifth verse down, the elder, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation. You shielded, you covered from trouble, baby. You covered from trouble, baby. Trouble might be in your face right now. Trouble might be in your home right now. Trouble might be riding in your car with you right now. Trouble might be laying in your bed with you right now. Trouble might be clocking in on your job with you right now. But understand, those of you through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. That means your salvation is already secured. It's just got to be revealed when Christ comes to claim those who belong to him. Hold on. Don't let go. Don't you let go. Don't you let go. Hold on a little while longer. Everything, I promise you, is going to be all right. I believe it's going to be all right. I trust God is going to be all right. Daily tell God, I trust you with my life, Father. I trust you with my home, God. I trust you with my mind, my body, my spirit, and my soul. I trust you with my family, Lord. You will make everything all right. He will make everything all right, all right. He'll make everything all right. When the pressures of life get you down and you feel, oh God, you can't turn around, know this. He will make everything all right, all right. God will make everything all right. And that final sixth verse says, in all this, you greatly, it didn't just say rejoice. It said greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief. That's that trouble, and all kinds of trouble. You may have had to suffer trouble in all kinds of trouble, grief in all kinds of trials, trouble in all kinds of trouble. But in all this, greatly rejoice, even though you had to suffer. Guess what? God is going to make a way in trouble. They say every dog have the day. Trouble. Every trouble has its day for God to deal with it, for God to wipe away all the tears from our eyes, all the trouble from our lives. Come on, let's pray. Father, we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for these, your people. And we thank you, God, that trouble doesn't last always. But as long as we are in this earth, trouble is going to lurk in and trouble is going to lurk out. But we can stand on the word of God that the Lord is our light, is our salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, well, God will be the strength of my life in trouble. He shall hide me in the secret place of the Most High. I have refuge. I have redemption. I have restoration. I don't have to fear trouble because, God, you already told me that you know the plans you have for me, not plans to harm me, but, God, plans of hope and a future. And, God, sometimes I look for trouble because I step outside of your will. I step outside of your way, God, and I bless you, Father, that though I messed up. I may have messed up, and I am messed up, God. On the inside, you're able to come in like a rushing flood and secure my soul, God. So I'm going to hold on. I'm not going to let go of your unchanging hand, because my mama told me, my grandmama showed me, trouble don't last always. Oh, God, it's an inheritance. And I won't give up my inheritance, because what has been given to me in an inheritance, no man, no woman, nothing in this earth can take my inheritance away, because it's kept in heaven. The vault of all vaults, security of all security, covered by God, purity. Yes. Father by the Father. Covered by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.